What's going on, everyone? Brandon Fryer here, back with another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We got to go over the Blackhawks weekend slate as they lose to the Columbus Blue Jackets. That was a tough loss. We're going to break that down, and we're going to preview their matchup tonight. They're taking on the Colorado Avalanche again. We're going to break down what happened their last game they played, and we're going to preview their upcoming game as well. But before we get to anything, let's break down the loss. This is a game that I felt they should have won overall, and they lost this one, so we're going to break this down. Their 5-2 loss to the Columbus Blue Jackets at home. It started off early, 2-goal score from the Columbus Blue Jackets in that first period in that one, put them up 2-0, but then a goal scored by Philip Kurashev, assisted by Connor Bedard in that one. And that helped out, cut the lead in half going into the second period, so it's 2-1. Then two more goals again by the Columbus Blue Jackets that put them up 4-1 in the second period. And you know, once that happened, once the Blackhawks give up four goals, you know it's a loss in that one overall. The Blackhawks did score again, a goal by Ryan Donato, assisted by Philip Kurashev in that one. Then another goal scored, an empty netter just to cap it all off in that one, that really took the game away 5-2. Now, as we look at stats in this game, shots on goal, 28 for the Blackhawks. Shots on goal for the Columbus Blue Jackets, 31. They won the faceoff percentage again, 53.1% overall, 46.9% for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Two power play chances for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They didn't give up any in that one, so 0%. We had three power play chances, didn't score and capitalize on any of those. Six penalty minutes for the Columbus Blue Jackets, four penalty minutes for the Chicago Blackhawks, 20 hits for the Chicago Blackhawks, 13 hits for the Columbus Blue Jackets, 14 blocks overall for the Columbus Blue Jackets, 21 blocks for the Chicago Blackhawks, 0.929 for the Columbus Blue Jackets in save percentage, and 0.839 for the Chicago Blackhawks. This was a game that was tough overall. The one thing here is like that I noticed, if you look at the stats and you didn't watch the game, anything like that, you notice that another failed opportunity on power play chances, another giving up bad, like, defensive mishaps of giving up goals again. This one, you had Soderblom in net in this one. I mean, he gave up four goals overall, but I can't say it's really on his fault because there was no one on the defensive side with a plus at all, or even broke almost even in this one. I mean, Seth Jones had zero, Kevin Korshinski had zero, but the rest were all negative one, negative twos in this one, and it showed overall. There was no one on this team with a plus. Even Philip Kurashev, who I thought played probably the best, he gets my star, he had a negative two, but I would give him, if I had to give stars in this game, I always give stars to the Blackhawks just in case. I'll give it to Philip Kurashev in this one. I will also give it to Ryan Donato on scoring and Connor Bedard on the assist. Now, besides that, I mean, you know, you can't keep failing. I know they're one of the worst scoring teams overall, but you can't keep failing on missed scoring opportunities. That's the thing that's going to hurt you overall with this team. If you can't score and capitalize on power play chances, there's no chance you're going to win this game. And that's the thing that hurts them overall. And then they're trying to, you know, change things up. They had to have a quick practice, you know, on that Sunday before they went to Colorado because they need it. Because you lose to something like the Columbus Blue Jackets, it's frustrating overall. So, you know, it was quoted that, you know, the head coach was talking about, you know, it really sucks. It's frustrating. Losing sucks, especially when you play bad. You kind of deserve this kind of loss. Players were talking like that as well. They have lost, you know, 14 of their last 15 games. They're one of the worst teams overall in the NHL. And it's showing that. Now, yes, you could probably get the number one pick again. That's cool and all, but I mean, you got to see something else other than Connor Bedard. And we did see Jason Dickerson step up. And what happened? Yeah, you give him a contract extension. We did the same thing with Andre Antanasiu, and that he's injured, though. So, I mean, you know, it's good. You get certain players, they play well, that you want to reward them. You want to have some continuity. But what? That's why I said continuity on what? Losing? Like, this doesn't help. I would rather have continuity with the young players. But none of these young players are really developing anything outside of Kevin Korshinski. And I would say, you know, Connor Bedard. Connor Bedard has been exceptional. Kevin Korshinski is still learning along the way. And he has a veteran mentorship in Seth Jones. And it's just struggling for this team overall, and it's showing, and it's just bad to see right now. As we keep diving into this game of their 5-2 loss to the Columbus Blue Jackets, which, by the way, is also one of the worst teams in the NHL, too. So I can see if it was a close loss. I mean, this team pretty much dominated you from the start of the game, and you was pretty much just trying to play catch-up the whole time. And it showed right now. That's why you're losing, you know, 14 of your last 15 in this one. It was just ugly hockey overall. Seth Jones didn't play good in this one. That's why you didn't even know he was there. He mishandled the puck, which they scored 33 seconds in the game because of that. Bad defensive plays, bad mishaps, bad puck handling. This has just been the key of their defense overall. And I know the team needs more scoring overall to kind of help the defensive mishaps. But some of this is just egregious at this point, especially for a veteran leadership and once an all-star in Seth Jones to come out like that. I'm sorry. That's just bad play. We also had a scare. Connor Bedard hurt himself. You could tell he's in pain. And that's something you don't want. He had a shot off his leg. You know, he came back on the ice, but you could tell looking at him on the bench and every time the camera rolled to him, he looked like he was in pain and it showed. And look, I feel so bad every time Soderblom is under, you know, the nets, because when that happens, it's looking like he's going to lose, because now he's 0-12-1 in his last 13 starts. He hasn't won a game still since November 24th. It's just bad overall in this one, and it really showed in this game. I'm just tired of them, like, teams that they probably supposed to play, you know, against, and it's looking like we don't want to be the worst team. It feels like against the lower tier teams, they get destroyed and absolutely embarrassed. And then against good teams, yeah, they lose, but they at least put up a fight. I just don't get it. Like, that's the thing that sucks overall. Philip Kurashev was the best player in this one, but it's just bad to see this. And it's just, sorry, it's bad. I don't like it. The fact that you had, you know, the Columbus Blue Jackets, which was, you know, they had the third pick In last year's draft. Like, they was in contention for Connor Bedard in this one. And it's just sad to see, like, this happening. And now they're about to go on the road for their next three games, and they haven't won. Remember, they didn't win at all. And we're saying, like, maybe they win in March. It's just tough. I don't see it right now. They're already at a franchise record with them being 0-20-1 in their last 21 games. And now you're going to come off and face Colorado. That's going to be tough in itself. So this is just a tough game for them overall. And speaking of Colorado, that's the team that they're playing later on tonight. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. They absolutely got kind of destroyed. And the reason why I'm saying this is because they got shut out and Colorado didn't even play their best game. That's the thing that's just alarming. And that's more alarming more on the Chicago Blackhawks. They can't get anything going. The Columbus team just knew to, like, zero in on Connor Bedard, and so will Colorado. Like, they're going to make sure he tries to get no shots on the net, and it's just going to be tough for this team overall in the Blackhawks to see if they can get anything generated against this Colorado Avalanche team. I mean, look, this team is in there in contention for a Stanley Cup in this one, and you got to stop, you know, Nathan MacKinnon in this one. I mean, he's leading the team in goals, assists, plus minus. I mean, he's just overall everything that you want in a player. And he even got busy against them. I mean, this is the second highest scoring team overall. They average 3.7 goals a game. They allow 2.9, which is 18th. I mean, their point differential, they're 7th in that one, while we're 2nd to last in that one. We already know we're one of the worst scoring teams overall. And now we're 29th. We dropped down from goals allowed since they gave up a shutout one to Colorado and then gave up, you know, you gave up 5 points to Colorado last time, and now you're giving up 5 points to the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's just alarming in itself. So now, of course, you're going to drop down in goals average in this one. I mean, save percentage, they're in the middle of the pack, Colorado Avalanche at 0.896 overall in this one. So that's something you got to look at in this game. It's just going to be tough for this team right now. And then you're looking at the save percentage for the Blackhawks. They're 28th at 0.887. The face-off right now, they're 2nd to last, 31st at 46.1, while they're 24th at 47.9. Now, they did win the face-off percentage last time, but this is going to be tough. I expect, especially going into Colorado, this might be another ugly loss. It could be a shutoff. Maybe they'll get a goal. But, like, I'm predicting maybe 4-1 in this game, maybe 4-2 to bring it a little bit closer. But I think Colorado's going to just pretty much have this game in cruise control this whole time against them. I mean, look, in order for the Blackhawks to win this game, it got to be a total opposite. Now, look, the Colorado Avalanche didn't play their best game, but they're going to feel pretty confident knowing that they shut them out. And I know they're going to think probably Colorado is really just going to like put it on them early. But if you can score a couple of goals early and you can really put Colorado on their heels, that would be great to beat this team at home, because maybe they're not expecting it. This is like what Colorado will look at is like, this is a trap game. They know it's going to be about Connor Bedard. Let's just zero in on Connor Bedard. So that means Jason Dickerson, Philip Kurashev, Ryan Donato, you know, you got Colin Blackwell. These players have to step up. Seth Jones got to step up overall. I know we're going to have Petr Mrazek in between probably the Nets and this one, and they're going to need that one, because this is going to be a game that they need to win if they want to get a road win. Will they get the road win against Colorado? It will be a great one, and we'll recap it if they do in a big way, because they need it. If not, it's just going to be the same old story over and over again, and we're going to tell you what went wrong in our next episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.